Sonny.
Happy Thursday, Kim.
Well, I understand pro basketball tops your sports report this evening.
Kim, let's tip off right here in Washington. And here's a big Sunny Side of Sports shout out for my beloved Washington Wizards, who clinched their first NBA playoff berth in 6 years Wednesday night by easily beating the visiting Boston Celtics 118-92. Yes, you might say the Wizards played some magical basketball. They never trailed, made a season-high 62.5% of their shots from the field, and led by 33 points in the fourth quarter. With 7 games left in the regular season, the Wizards now have a record of 39 wins and 36 losses, which places them 6th in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Remember, VOA basketball fans, the top 8 clubs in the league's Eastern and Western Conferences qualify for the NBA playoffs. The Wizards have been led this season by John Wall, their all-star point guard. After scoring 13 points and passing the ball for a game-high 10 assists, Wall sat on the bench for the entire fourth quarter, with the Wizards enjoying a big lead against the Celtics. Speaking in the locker room after the game, Wall talked about the significance of going to the playoffs for the first time.
It's great. I think it's everything I've been waiting for. It's been a point guard and trying to learn how to lead in this league and become a better player. But also, I think the fans deserve, you know what I mean? The tough times they've been through of booing us and us feeling bad when we're not playing good or playing the right way and having the right people around the organization. But those guys in the front office and the coaching staff are doing a great job of building us as players and trusting in their system and going out there and playing as a group and one whole team. That means a lot.
It means a lot. And John Wall says qualifying for the NBA playoffs also means more than earning his first All-Star team selection this season.
This is bigger than that. I told y'all that, you know what I mean? All-Star is my own separate goals and what I want to accomplish for myself. But everything I do is for a team first. And I wouldn't be able to be an All-Star, have these individual accolades without those guys and great group of teammates. So everything I do, I put my teammates behind it and my coaching staff. But this is what everybody wants as a group.
That's All-Star guard John Wall of the playoff-bound Washington Wizards. And John was speaking at the Verizon Center Arena right here in Washington, located just a few blocks from our Voice of America headquarters. In other NBA highlights Wednesday night, the San Antonio Spurs beat the visiting Golden State Warriors 111-90 to extend their club record winning streak to 19 games. French star Tony Parker had 18 points and 8 assists for the red-hot Spurs, while Tim Duncan added 15 points and 8 assists. The Spurs lost in the NBA Finals last season to the Miami Heat, who beat the visiting Milwaukee Bucks Wednesday night 96-77. With the win, Miami stayed in first place in the Eastern Conference standings. The Heat is 6 percentage points ahead of the Indiana Pacers, who kept pace with a 101-94 win over the Detroit Pistons. The New York Knicks are fighting for a playoff berth. Playing at home at Madison Square Garden, they scored an easy 110-81 victory over their city rival, the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn has already clinched a place in the playoffs. And as this Congolese giant well knows, in order to play winning basketball, you need to get to the net.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Now let's go to the Czech Republic, where the Prague Half Marathon will be staged on Saturday. African athletes will be looking for titles in both the men's and women's races. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with a Kenyan favorite in the women's competition. Here's Andy.
We're in a conversation with Joyce Chepkurui, who's one of the favorites for the women's title at the Sportissimo Prague Half Marathon on Saturday. Joyce, you come here and you're saying you're in good shape and talking about perhaps a time of, under 66 minutes, which would not only be a course record, but also would be threatening the world record. If you're in such good shape, do you set out to have certain splits, or do you run as you feel if you're thinking you're capable of running that kind of time?
Yes, I think if everything will be okay, weather and everything, I'm sure I will run maybe 65 something. Yeah.
That's really a high target. You're in the same training group as the woman who's just set the world half marathon record. That's Florence Kiplagat, back in E10 in Kenya. The fact that you train with Florence, and indeed former London Marathon winner Mary Kaitani, does that boost your confidence?
Yes. We are training together, and even when I was coming yesterday, Florence gave me a morality. She tells me that maybe I will break when this world record here.
Really? So Florence, although she set the world record this spring season, she's saying that she thinks you're the one who can break her own record.
Yes, I think so.
You had some injury problems last year, Achilles tendon trouble. Are you now free from all those problems?
Yeah, now I am fine. But last year I didn't run good because I was having a tendon problem. But this year I am fine.
You form a good partnership, not only in marriage but in sport, with your husband Eric Kibet. He's been coaching you for the last 3-4 years. Is there ever difficulty separating, well, the husband and wife partnership and the coach and athlete partnership?
Yeah, I thank my husband because he's the one who's assisting me so much, and I think he's coming here to best for me. Yeah.
Longer term, how do you see your career going? You're one of the best half marathon runners in the world, and indeed last year you ran a very fast 10 kilometers on the road in Berlin, the sixth fastest of all time, in cold, difficult conditions as well. But how do you want to take your career on?
I think maybe one day, one time, even me, I will I'll be a record holder, maybe for 10 kilometer or half marathon. Yeah.
And we have the Olympics in Rio coming up in 2 years. Selection for the Kenyan team is always very tough, but if you did get a place, what are you looking for in terms of distance? Would it be the marathon or maybe one of the longer track races?
No, I think I have to try to run maybe 10,000 in the track. Yeah.
But would you see ultimately your future as a marathon runner?
Yeah, it's marathon because I have to try one again this year in Honolulu, so that I see my body now. Yeah.
Have you given yourself a kind of target of thinking what you could ultimately run? What's your potential as a marathon? What sort of time?
No, it's only half marathon. Yeah.
Okay, well, the next target is the Sportissimo Prague half marathon on Saturday in the Czech capital. Joyce Chepkuri, all the best for that race. Thank you.
Thank you.
In European club football, Real Madrid of Spain and Paris Saint-Germain of France are in good position to reach the UEFA Champions League semifinals after posting victories at home Wednesday night. Madrid defeated Germany's Borussia Dortmund 3-0, while PSG beat Chelsea of England 3-1. In Madrid, FIFA World Player of the Year Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal got his record-tying 14th goal of this season's competition. It was also Ronaldo's 45th goal overall this season in all competitions. However, he left the match in the 80th minute with what appeared to be a leg injury. Meanwhile, in Paris, PSG took advantage of sloppy defending and got a spectacular late goal from substitute Javier Pastore of Argentina. Pastore weaved past several Chelsea players before scoring at goalkeeper Peter Cech's near post in stoppage time, wrapping up the 3-1 victory. Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho was not happy at all about Pastore's late goal. Let's listen in now to his comments at the post-match news conference.
The game was under control. We had a 2-1 to score in the end of the first half, which would be a fantastic result, obviously, for the second half. We didn't score. After that, we scored in our own goal. And after that, the third goal is a joke. It's not a goal, it's a joke.
Mourinho can describe that goal as a joke, but after watching it on replays several times, I think the goal was c'est magnifique, isn't that how they say it in Paris? Yes, c'est magnifique. The second leg matches in the PSG, Chelsea, and Real Madrid Dortmund series are scheduled for next week. C'est magnifique. Finally, FIFA World Football's governing body banned Barcelona from signing any players until the summer of 2015 because of repeated transfer rules violations. The sanction, which covers the summer and January transfer windows, followed an investigation into the Spanish champion signing of players under age 18 from 2009 to 2013. FIFA also fined Barcelona more than $500,000. I'm VOA Sonny.